Galatians chapter 6. Brothers, if a man is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore him in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, so you won't also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then he'll have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in someone else. For every man shall carry his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word give to him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man plants, that's what he'll harvest. For he that plants for his flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But he that plants to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we don't faint. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You see how long a letter I've written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they try to get you circumcised, only so they won't suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, so they can glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace on them and mercy, and on the Israel of God. From now on, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brothers, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.